Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Brotherhood like the mafia. They're the product of a sick society. To hell with tomorrow. Their bag is today. Their bag is right now.
Welcome to Ben and Woods.
Oh, the hair on my neck just straight up.
With Ben Higgins.
Thank God all these bottles I popped. All this paper I've been getting. All these models I popped.
Stephen Woods.
It's my job to pull that demon out of Ben Higgins. And I will do it.
And Paul Reindel.
Oh, my God.
It's Ben and Woods.
Oh, I do. It's been a long time, too.
On 97.3 The Fan.
Yeah, you got satin shoes.
All right, we are halfway home on a Thursday. It's essentially our Friday. Ben and Woods, 97.3 The Fan.
Was that the longest 2 hours you've ever done?
Yeah.
On radio?
Yeah.
I mean, first of all, you've got the four-day weekend coming up.
Yeah.
But mostly, you're dealing with your two children.
Yes, they're both here.
Constantly.
Bo and Taylor are out there, and both had an accident at the same time. That was a bit of a fire drill for me. So, but, you know, you do what you have to do. They're fantastic kids. They're both chilling right now. One's eating goldfish, one's eating a granola bar, and they're watching Home Alone 4, which I can't imagine.
I didn't even know they had that many.
Nor
Home
did
Alone.
I. So I go to Disney Plus. They love Home Alone. So I go to Disney Plus to put in Home Alone. Expired. It's not on Disney Plus anymore. Like, really? Like, that's kind of a classic, that just one of those that needs to be there at all times. But it wasn't. And so, yeah, they're chilling now. And if we can get through the next two, we're on vacation and everything's going to be great. Going to head to the aquarium and do that whole deal. Hannah's in New York. She's going to be going to the game on Saturday. So, I look forward to the challenge, as most dads do. You look forward to the challenge when mom's out of town. A little easier, I think. It's a little easier to parent.
Oh, that's interesting.
Don't you
because
think?
It's much harder when you don't have help. Yet, stress-wise, mm-hmm. you're also not worried about what the other parent is thinking.
Judging, watching,
the
looking.
The job that you're doing.
Look at the baby, look at the baby.
Your standards can be whatever you want them to be.
You
don't have to achieve any, you know, minimum bar of parenting anymore.
My plan is to demolish the house this week. When we get back to the house, demolish it. Dishes, the whole bit. And then on Sunday, we all grind on it together, you know, and get it all dialed in for when she comes home. She doesn't operate that way. She is if there's a mess, it needs to be picked up right now. If there's laundry, it needs to be done right now. I don't operate that way. Let's pile it up, clean it, and then we're good. She walks in, spotless house, we're good to go. Had an idea last night as I was watching this game, and I'll be honest with you guys. I was shirtless when I had this idea, and that had something to do with it. And I texted you both about it, and I said, I think the Padres organization may be mad at me for pitching this idea to our audience, but, I mean, you win some, you lose some. I'd like to use their offensive futility to our advantage somehow. And I ran it by Ben and Paul, and I said, what if we made a little graphic, sent it out, challenged our audience? Let's all get in a little bit better shape. We could all use a little tightening and toning and firming, all of us. Not one of us is, you know, couldn't do without it. So I said, man, what if every time they struck out, you had to do 10 sit-ups? What if every time, or 20 sit-ups? Because 20 sit-ups is pretty easy. Every time.
I don't know. I mean, they strike out
Nine times. That's 180.
That's way too many sit-ups for me. I'm not doing
well,
that many.
So there's two. There's a couple different ways you can do it. So nine. So let's say 10 sit-ups for 10 push-ups for a failure to hit with runner in scoring position. Right. So Tatis is up, man on second, two outs. He flies out. That's 10 push-ups. You didn't drive in that run. 10 push-ups there. Now, you can do it two ways. You can wait till the end of the game, and if they lose the game, you got to do 25 jumping jacks. And I looked at it, and I go, I feel like we would all be in a lot better shape with as poor, like, use it to our advantage a little bit. I also have started watching the games like I'm watching a slapstick comedy. Makes them a little more enjoyable.
What are we calling this? Futility fitness?
The futility fitness. Fit and futility. Yeah, futility fitness.
Now, I'd like there to be rewards the other way. Like, if the Padres get a hit with a runner in scoring position,
eat a sandwich.
I get a donut.
Okay.
If now the Padres win a game, yeah, I get a sub sandwich.
Or it takes away, take it off your tab.
You can take it off. So the way that I want to do it is, and it really depends on how you consume the game every day. If you're watching and you're solo, like you are at work, yeah, oh man, Grisha, it's like Willie Mays Hayes. Every time you pop one up, you owe me 10 push-ups or 20 push-ups. He's got to do it right there. So you can do it as it comes, which I think may be easier than, oh my God, before I go to bed, I now have 90 push-ups and 300 sit-ups.
That's
to
a good
do.
Point. Like over 3 hours
over
during
three
a game,
hours,
it's
yeah.
a lot more manageable than having to do them all at once.
Yeah, if you want to save up to the end, you could really. And so I thought to myself, all right, I'm going to start that. I'm not going to do it this week. I'm on vacation. I'm going to start it next week when we're back in the groove starting next Tuesday. Yeah. Padres futility fitness.
Well, hold yourself accountable. We're not going to.
No, you don't have to.
We're not going to punish you if you don't do it.
Right. But hold you, if you want to participate in futility fitness, you can.
But because you could. I mean, the best case scenario, Padres go get hot, start winning.
We're all fat.
And you don't have to do much in the way of exercise.
Right.
Worst case scenario, Padres playing terribly, but you're getting fit as we go along.
Yeah, that's exactly right. You did some numbers last night, Ben.
Yes. Oh, my God. Oh, God.
I said to Ben, I go, you're at work right now. Give me what we would have had to do the last 10 games, essentially, for the San Diego Padres. What did you get for
What's the record in those 10 games?
3-7.
3-7.
I believe.
How do we win 3?
No. So if, let's say we were doing 10 push-ups per strikeout. Over the last 10 games, we would have had to do 860 push-ups.
Oh my God. An average of 86 push-ups a game.
Did you hear that?
Wait,
that was my soul leaving my body.
How much? 860.
860 push-ups. Yeah, so 86 strikeouts.
Oh my God.
If we were doing 20 sit-ups for every failed attempt with runners in scoring position, we would have done 1,120 sit-ups. 56 times the Padres have come up with runners in scoring position over the past 10 games.
In the last 10 games.
And not gotten a hit. 56 times.
In the last,
but hey, they have gotten about 3 hits as well. So
in the last 10 games, oh my God,
I only won yesterday. Actually,
oh my God, I'm in. Let's do it.
That's a lot of fitness.
It's a lot of fitness. A lot of
San Diego already a fit town. We could be the fittest town in America.
JWW says drinking games sound like more fun. Yeah, dude, they do. But we'd be. I'd be at Betty Ford. Imagine doing a shot for every strikeout. I mean, you'd be like,
die of alcohol
like
poisoning.
Pee in your pants every night in bed. I mean, there's no way. There's no way you could do it. 10 push-ups, 20 sit-ups per home run. Now, Alex, I mean, 10 burpees. I hate burpees. I can't do that. All right, yeah. So maybe we can post it on Twitter, what's responsible. I mean, it's up to you to tally along. I can't do it at the end of a game. Like right before bed, I can't go. I got to go rip out 900 sit-ups before bed. But no, I think it'd
be doing
funny.
Them during commercial breaks throughout the show the next morning.
Yeah, exactly. So 10, all right, I can do this.
Futility fitness,
10 push-ups. What's the rules? 10 push-ups for every K?
Strikeout.
Okay.
20 sit-ups for every failure with runners in scoring.
And then if they lose the game, you do 50 jumping jacks.
I worry about that sit-up total because, hey, they get a leadoff runner at second base. That could be 60
well
in an inning
down on
right
the
there.
Get ready.
Just get on the ground. Just put a yoga mat next to in front of where you watch the TV. I think we could all get shredded. I think it'd be a fun thing to try. I'm sure the Padres are furious at me, but what are you going to do? Just hit better. Play better. What am I going to do? I'm just trying to take this negative and spin it into a positive here. Because it has not been positive this year. I do wonder, man. Don't you guys wonder about our beloved Peter Seidler and what he thinks right now? He's got to be scratching his head, man. He's very zen. He's very patient and very calm. He is unlike us. At least that's the persona that we see from him. And I don't necessarily think he goes into the garage after a game and beats up a heavy bag or something like that. I don't see it. I feel like with Peter, what you see is what you get. I thought last night about our beloved Ron Fowler and how this, I was actually happy for him that he doesn't have to sit through this, because Ron, very much like us and me, he would take these very, very seriously, and the blood pressure would be spiking through the roof.
Obviously, publicly, you know, the Padres are going to keep saying, hey, we believe in this team. We're going to turn it around here. It's going to happen sooner rather than later. Do you think privately, though, when A.J. Preller talks to Peter Seidler and Bob Melvin is in the room, are they as concerned as the fans are privately?
Ben, do you know what I would give to be a fly on the wall at just one of their hitters meetings or one of their Preller, Melvin? Like, what do you want? I would do anything to sit in. I wouldn't even share the info. I just want to know from my own personal knowledge what something like that looks like, because it's got to be, knowing their personalities as well as we do, and again, just from knowing them on the surface, it's got to be contentious at this point, doesn't it? And I don't mean screaming and flipping over chairs and you better get your ass together, but it's got to be a bit passive aggressive. It's got to be a bit kind of, exasperated, right? I would imagine, wouldn't you?
Well, of course.
Yeah.
I mean, anytime.
If me and you were
it's your livelihood.
It's your reputation.
And it's not going well.
Right.
Yeah, you're not going to be in the best of moods, I would think.
Yeah. If it were me and you in charge of getting
the
ship.
Now, they also know that it doesn't necessarily do them any good to just go, I can't believe Xander Bogaerts. It's been you're terrible. You're not getting the job done. Xander knows that as well as anybody. It's one thing if you get a bunch of rookies who don't know how to play. They don't understand it.
Listen, man, if you're the Oakland A's right now and you're Mark Kotze, I brought this up briefly the other day. Mark Kotze, you look at what's going on in Oakland. They've won 10 games, on pace to have one of the worst. Does anyone put any shred, a toenail of blame on Mark Kotze? I don't. He was handed a mission that there was no coming back from. None. Bro, navigate this storm. Just sit through this. Can you get through this? That guy deserves, after this year and when their move is finished, he deserves to continue as manager. He is wearing it, man. He is the guy in the third inning after the starter gave up 12. He's the guy saying, bro, we have no more arms. You have to wear it. And he's like, I'll do it. I'll wear it. Guys like that, the blame should not fall at their feet. I think that there's probably a small amount of finger pointing going on right now. I would imagine there would be with this team.
I see a lot of finger pointing actually already with the Padres.
No, I mean like internal finger pointing.
I see a lot of internal finger pointing. You know who they're pointing at? Mostly at themselves.
Yeah.
Guys like Xander Bogaerts keeps pointing the finger at himself going, I'm not playing well. They understand that. That's got to be a tough thing for the manager. Bob Melvin's job is not to get through to these guys to make them understand they're not playing well. They all know they're not playing well, and they also all know how to play well. They've all done it in the past.
Where do you guys stand on it's Bob Melvin's job to get them motivated, and he's not a good motivator? Because I see that a lot.
I think that's like 0.1% of his job.
Right.
I don't really think motivation, with this team in particular, is any part of the issue.
It shouldn't be.
It's not a non-motivated team.
I think for the most part in professional sports, if you have a group full of guys that need that motivation from their coach, you got the wrong group of guys.
Yeah, I agree. I do agree. Someone is going to have to fall on the sword, though. If it doesn't go well, that's obvious. I mean, I have the NFL mentality right now because it's going so poorly that I'm like, if the rest of this road trip, Ben, goes poorly, someone's going to have to fall on the sword soon. somebody. Like, there's got to be something done because it is insane what is happening right now. The level of futility and poor play is...
Why, though? Just because that's what's always been done in the past?
Because you can't change without change. And very simple. I mean, you have to have some sort of... The new voice in the room sometimes work. And I'm not saying Bob Melvin. I'm not. Believe me, I'm not calling for his head. I love Bob Melvin. But there's got to be a different way to do it, you know, because whatever they're doing right now is not working. I don't know who that person is. I've got ideas, but I don't know that it would happen. I don't know that it would happen at all. But how do you continue? How do you continue floundering and sinking down the drain and just say, no, it's fine. We're going to grind it out. Everything's cool.
I'll tell you, the A's.
There's different expectations.
I'll tell you one thing the Padres and A's have in common.
They both play baseball.
The Athletic just released their grades for each team so far this season. Only two teams in Major League Baseball received an F.
Wow, dude.
That would be the Oakland A's and the San Diego Padres.
Wow.
F grade.
That's such embarrassing company to be in.
Through the first 50 or so games of the season. Here's what Dennis Lynn wrote. Ooh. If the regular season ended today, the Padres would not qualify for the playoffs. And their offense would be remembered for producing at the same level as the $59 million A's. Fortunately for the Padres, the season does not end today. But when you have a $249 million payroll and World Series aspirations, barely outperforming the Rockies qualifies as a failure. Josh Hader remains elite. A few other pitchers have exceeded expectations. And the team's defense is solid. But the pressure is on the Padres to avoid a repeat of 2015 and 2021. Grade F.
F. I think that's absolutely the right grade. I really do. I don't think that they're being too tough on the Padres. I don't see how you could look at it as anything else than an F.
All right. Let's hold off until our next segment. We'll do our Throwback Thursday. Paulie's dug back a year. And we don't take a ton of calls on the show. And honestly, I don't know why we don't. Because when we do get calls, mostly they're good. And occasionally they're what happens a year ago. Oh, and that's good too. That can be good radio as well. Really good or really bad is what you're kind of hoping for when you go to the phone lines.
Would I have no idea what this is.
I actually remember it was on a Thursday because we bumped Eno Saris. That's how we postponed Eno Saris.
Oh.
That's how good or bad, however you want to look at it, this call was.
Or weird. Maybe just weird.
I texted Eno. I said, we're about 10 minutes behind.
I don't remember this at all.
I'll tell you why.
All right, that's coming up next. We'll be back after a check of traffic here on 97.3 The Fan.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Throwback Thursdays are always fun here on Ben and Woods.
I like to look back every now and then.
It's nice that we've amassed enough time in these chairs that we can go back and not only dig up some of our favorite moments, but we've had moments that we've forgotten about.
I forget about
that most. Exist in the archives. Yeah. Woodsy said, I don't even know where we're going today.
I like you guys get a nice long explanation of it. I still have no idea what the hell we're doing.
So, Polly, let's go back just a year in time. You said it was a Thursday as well, around this time of the year.
It'll be a year ago tomorrow. Okay. But yes, it was a Thursday. I specifically remember having to text Eno Saris and explain to him why we weren't calling him on time. And it was because of Al.
Al.
Does that ring any bells, Woodsy?
Al.
We had a caller, and I think we tried to get him on the line, and it didn't work, because this clip starts with Ben saying, let's give it one more. Now, Ben did what he always does.
Yeah.
We were up against the clock, and he's like, I'm going to squeeze one more question.
One more moment.
One more little tidbit.
He's that guy at last call that's like, let's get two more drinks before we go. I'm like, bro, I can't even stand up.
It's that
right
guy
now.
In the all staff meeting. All right, are there any other questions?
Yeah, I got
one more question.
I got one more.
Shut up. Let us get out of here. So let's go back 1 year ago tomorrow. Al.
I want to try Al one more time because he's called back.
All right.
I felt bad that it didn't work out the first time. So attempt number two for Al here on 97.3 The Fan.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi, Al. This is where you talk now.
We got you.
Hi, could you hold a moment? I'm an automated Google service, and this call is recorded to improve quality. I'm connecting you to the customer now.
Oh, okay. Just let it roll.
Just wait.
What in the F?
Hello?
I'm sorry about the delay. I'm ringing the user's device. They should join shortly.
Great. Good. Thank you so much. We'll wait. It's fine.
We're fine. We're on hold.
It's not typically how sports talk radio works, but we do things a little differently.
We literally went to a commercial break, and let's see. We went to a commercial break. We came back, and we were still trying to get a hold of Al.
Still waiting.
He's called twice.
Calling from a calling card or something?
Did he have his Google Assistant call us twice? Is that what's going on here?
Can you get Ben Woods on the horn, Al? I don't want to hang up.
No. I'll ride this out.
I'll ride it out.
I'll tell Eno. We'll catch up with Eno tomorrow.
Hello, you're on the air. This is Ben and Woods. Al, are you there? Automated Google person, are you there?
Hey, Google, WTF. Still wait. This is why I'm an Amazon guy.
No. Yeah.
Still waiting.
We'll be back with Eno Saris in just.
Al, are you there yet?
Al?
Three breaks.
Hello.
Hey! There he is. How you doing?
Are you Al or are you the Google assistant?
No, I'm Al.
Hi, Al. How you doing?
That was a weird phone call.
Hey, listen, I want to tell you, you guys put on a great show.
Thank you, buddy.
I really enjoy the information that you all give out.
Appreciate it.
I came from the East Coast where my home team had good field, no hit center fielders. And watching Trent Grisham, it's like deja vu.
Great field.
He is feeling nice.
150 batting average for a major league ball player, come on. Right. With a third of the season over.
It's a quarter. We're a quarter in. But I get you some catch your drift.
I would like to throw out a name for AJ to look at.
Okay.
Michael Taylor for the Brewers. He's buried down in the
the former National?
The depth. Yes.
Al went on for five
minutes.
Straight minutes.
About.
And he started with the Padres and Trent Grisham.
The 49ers.
Oh my God,
I remember this.
People that they've got. Mm-hmm. I became a fan of, what the hell's his name?
Right.
Jerry Rice.
Ronnie Lott.
Joe Montana.
No.
George Kittle.
Frank Gore.
The coach.
Shanahan.
Yeah. When Shanahan was the offensive coordinator with RG3. And I started going online looking for places, and I can't stand what Bally has done to the fans out here in terms of watching the Padres.
Back to
you're a little all over the map here on this call here, Al. We've gone...
Sounds like my missus telling a story.
We gotta let you go.
Well, now that I threw Michael Taylor out there, the only thing I want to tell the fans is that if there's fly cunning and alert and go out on the internet, they're going to find places that are rebroadcasting every bloody Padres game.
What in the world is he talking about?
He's still going.
There were 13 places that were rebroadcasting games last night. I'm not a big NHL fan. I like to watch Ovechkin play when I was back at...
It's just like Hannah telling me a story at home.
But I've really lost touch with that.
Okay. And
the NBA, I don't really follow that too much either.
All right.
I mean, we got several minutes more.
I can't do it. I just can't do it. That is unbelievable.
We were not on YouTube this time last year. If we had cameras on us during that.
Do you want to call Eno and tell him we're going to be a little late because we're replaying?
Replaying the guy that bumped him last time?
From a year ago. We're not going to have time for him today.
Honestly, man, this is where the value of a phone screener really, 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 really comes in handy. The guy that can be like, all right, man, hey, thanks for the call, Al, and then gives you the... But we don't have that. So
then again, you could call in, have a great, you know, well-constructed Padres take for 30 seconds. It'd be a good phone call. We're not playing it again a year later.
Right.
But we're playing Al again a year later.
Yeah, those are the ones that stand out.
And it stands out. So you'd be really, really good or really, really bad if you want to get on the air with Ben and Woods is the moral of that story.
Roberto's... I'm going to burn the building down. What was it from Office Space, that guy? The dude?
Milton.
Very, very Milton-esque of that. Oh, thank you for that throwback. That was fantastic. Back to the bathroom I go.
Back to the bathroom again. For Woods. Eno Saris with his smart baseball segment on a Thursday. He's got sticky stuff talk. And I don't know if we're going to figure out the Padres or not, but... we'll discuss.
We ask him every Thursday during the season.
Same questions every week on 97.3 The Fam.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout, 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Star 97.3 The Fan is brought to you by Hint Water. Hint Water, delicious fruit-infused water with zero sugar or diet sweeteners. Hint is water with a touch of true fruit flavor. More than 25 delicious flavors in stores or at hintwater.com. We just get a hint as to how to fix the San Diego Padres on offense. It would be appreciated. Another week of struggles in the book. Every Thursday, we discuss it with Eno Saris from The Athletic. He will join us.
He's got to be sick of this conversation,
I'm sure.
Too, right?
I'm sure he is. He will join us right after this check of traffic on 97.3 The Fan.
It's time for the super polished, yet to be named Smart Baseball Weekly segment with Eno Harris. Saris, son of a bitch.
Hold on. Remix.
Brought to you by 7 Mile Casino, just 7 minutes from the ballpark by the bay in Chula Vista. Here's Eno Saris with Ben and Woods on 97.3 The Fan.
Yeah, I hate to be a broken record as we bring Eno back with us on
hey,
the Premier Chevrolet of Carlsbad fan hotline. But, Eno, guess what happened to the Padres this week? They failed to hit with runners in scoring position. They lost some games that they should have won, and we're all sitting here in panic mode, you know, more than a quarter of the way through the season now.
Yeah, let's it's a remix.
It is a remix, son of a bitch. It is a remix, Eno Saris. If it gives Padre fans any comfort, and I don't think it does, the guys that are on our squad are certainly not the only superstars in Major League Baseball not performing right now. And, you know, you just did a really cool piece. I do want to get to your sticky stuff piece you wrote, because I was telling the guys about the contraption, the $5,000 contraption. That would pretty much, for me, signal the end of baseball as we know it if they wheel that thing out at every stadium. But we'll get to that in a moment. I want to talk about the hitting. You know, what's up with this guy, part two, examining 7 struggling hitters. Now, on your list, you've got one Padre right now, and it's Xander Bogaerts, preseason rank for Yahoo, 39th best player in baseball, best hitter. Now he's at 245, but he's far from alone. Some really, really big stars at the top of the list: Trey Turner, Julio Rodriguez, Austin Riley, guys that we, George Springer, guys we expect to mash and mash often. It's just not clicking so far this season.
Yeah, and, you know, for the most part, I'm positive on a lot of them. You know, the ones I'm less positive about are the older ones. And I think there's a little bit of hope in there for Padres fans because, you know, the players that I'm the least upbeat about are guys like Jose Abreu, who is 36.
Yeah.
And you know, at 36 years old, 175 plate appearance of Super Struggle Bunny. You know, in the past, there have been 87 players his age or older that have had seasons that started like this. Only 21 of them had another 200 plate appearances, and only one of them had an OPS over 800.
Wow.
And that was Andre Dawson. So the odds are super stacked against him. Even somebody like Starling Marte at 34, you know, he's going to have to do better than most 34-year-olds to get back on the horse. And I think he's pretty athletic, so even if he's lost some, you know, he'll be all right. But the nice thing about the Padres is they're not really old, you know, like, you know, they're not depending on Nelson Cruz, you know.
Yeah. Yeah, they look it. They do. They do look old, and it is. It's
but
they're wild.
But they're not.
But they're not.
They aren't actually.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah. And, you know, I did notice something when I was looking up the team this week for my 3-0 podcast. So in May, they have a top 10. They have a top 5 bullpen and the sixth best rotation. The Padres do. And I think that passes the smell test. If you've been looking at that bullpen, it's coming together, right? Like, the bullpen's not the reason they're in trouble.
Yeah.
Nope.
And the rotation's been fine. Yeah, not every game is pitched flawlessly, but like they've been pretty good. And it's been the lineup, which is, I think, was 20th best. And the other thing I noticed was in the top 10. So I looked at increase in slider percentage year over year for batters. And in the top 10, you see Manny Machado, Juan Soto, Trent Grisham, and Jake Cronenworth. So four out of the top 10 biggest increases in slider percentage are on the Padres. So I'm wondering if they've got sort of a go-get-it philosophy, you know, hit that pitch out in front and hit it for power, and if they're being fed a ton of sliders in response. And if that is the case, I don't know, like, you know, sometimes you got to have let it travel in your bag, right? And so you got to, you know, to get out of a slump and be like, I'm going to let it travel. I'm going to hit it the other way. And that means I'm going to hit some sliders the other way too. And,
yep.
But I'm going to actually hit them, you know?
Yeah.
And maybe the power will go down for a little bit, but we'll start hitting some singles and then we'll start getting more fastballs and then we can hit the fastballs for power. So, you know, I wonder if there's something there, an adjustment to how many sliders they're seeing.
You know, as someone who deals with baseball statistics more than just about anyone else, in your opinion, how many at-bats does it take in the big leagues before you have a sense like, okay, we know who this guy is now? I mean, is it more than a full season? Is it 3 years, like 1,000 at-bats? Where do you kind of draw the line where we can now predict what kind of player this is based on his past performance?
That is a great question because you've got guys like Alec Thomas coming up for the D-backs. And they gave him, you know, they gave him about, let's see how many plate appearances they gave him, 534 before they sent him back down combined in the first two seasons. I think that's a little light, and I don't think that the Diamondbacks would say that they've given up on him, right? You know, around then became time to be like, well, he hasn't been a league average player in the big leagues yet, so he needs to go back down and work on some stuff, right? So I would think around 1,000 plate appearances, is where you can start to say, we were maybe a little bit wrong about how good this player can be.
No, that's fair. I wanted to connect it to the Padres because most of the guys on the team have well over that.
Oh, you're asking sort of like in one, oh no. Yeah. So there's the career versus,
yeah.
I was talking career, but you mean in 1 year?
No, I'm talking about career. Xander Bogaerts, we've seen enough of Xander. We've seen enough of Manny, obviously, right, to know what kind of players they are.
Yep.
The guy that I'm leading toward is Trent Grisham, because I thought in the first couple of years of Trent Grisham, we had a pretty good idea of who he was. You know, decent hitter, going to hit, you know, 250, 260 with some power. You know, he's got a good eye, is disciplined at the plate. And now we've got about 1,000 plate appearances or more in the last couple of years of a completely different guy who's been terrible. And I'm just trying to figure out, like, where
change of him. Yeah.
Yeah. When do we decide that Trent Grisham is no longer the player we thought he was?
Yeah. I mean, what's interesting is that if you just take the sum of everything he has done in the big leagues and compare that to his rest of season projections, it's virtually identical.
Wow.
So, basically he is all of those things wrapped up into one, but that also means that the 250 hitter might be gone, you know? So in terms of rest of season projections, 215 to 220, 315 on base percentage, and a sub 400 slugging percentage.
Good defense, I mean, but at some point,
it's
with
it's,
that OBP, it's almost league average, and with the defense, it's still a good player. But that's why I was talking about trying Tatis in center.
Yeah,
you know, a couple episodes ago on the show was just that, you know, this is the type of player that you could really love as a fourth outfielder, I think. You know what I mean? Like,
good idea.
Come in, play good defense, get on base. So, like, if I was looking for something to goose this team along, I'd be looking for a corner outfielder, and I'd be trying Tatis in center because there's no reason Tatis can't be a center fielder. And if you're paying him the money you're paying him, he should probably play a premium defensive position.
It's a really, really good point. We talked about yesterday. There was somebody made a really astute point about, you know, they're talking about catching here, and catching's a big issue, and there's just not a lot of catchers, you know, and the teams that have...
You can't get a catcher.
You can't get a catcher. So in order to be able to deal with, you know, Austin Nola and his catching woes, his inability to throw out base runners, his lack of hitting, lack of production, and to be able to deal with that, you might just have to upgrade the positions around him, and meaning you can't have Trent Grisham in a lineup as well. It's a weird way to think of it, but it actually makes sense, and that is the same principle that you're applying to Tatis and Grisham, and I really that makes a lot of sense to me in my head, because there's no one's giving up a catcher, no one for in the Rockies,
and no one's giving up a center fielder.
Yeah, no one's giving up a center fielder. Exactly.
When the Phillies needed a center fielder, they had to give up their best catching prospect, right? So that kind of circled our whole story. You
know? That's exactly right.
You know, I mean, I guess you could try to get tickle somebody with Campusano, but I don't think Campusano, you know, I think his stock has fallen a little bit.
Yeah.
So I think you'd rather Campusano gets healthy and maybe he can help you a little bit behind the dish.
Yep.
And you can just go get a corner outfielder. There's definitely some corner outfielders on bad teams that should be available, maybe even soon, you know?
Yeah, no question about it. Talking to our pal Eno Saris, writes for The Athletic, the super polished, yet to be named Smart Baseball Weekly segment. It is a mouthful, but then again, so is the ASTM D6195 adhesive loop tack, which is the new machine that Eno has found.
We need a nickname for that thing.
It needs a nickname. Nuke. Right? So, sticky stuff remains an issue in baseball. Players are getting suspended. Players are having to run off the field and wash their hands. It's a thing. And, you know, I made the point off the air this morning. I said, the thing about baseball players, you know, and I know you'll agree with this, you know, in I believe it's Japan or Korea, one of the two, they do have a tackier ball, and it's everyone uses it, and it's fine. We would get the tackier ball, and then guys would still be trying to find a way to improve on that to get an extra 100 RPMs. This test that Dr. Dan Adams has been doing, explain to our audience about the AST D6195 adhesive loop tack.
Well, so my problem is, like, one of the reasons I broke the sticky stuff story was because I didn't like selective enforcement. I didn't like the idea that maybe the game would be big enough where you risk the blowback and ding the guy, you know, because everybody was kind of doing it and only Michael Pineda was getting in trouble, you know. So I didn't like the selectivity. But now we've got subjectivity because we've got an umpire out there massaging hands going, is this too sticky? I don't know, you know, going hands through hair, being like, I don't know, is there a problem here? It's kind of sticky, I don't know. And so it seems very subjective now, and I would like something objective. So I went to the world of industrial testing, and yes, you're right, it's like one of those big old supercomputers. It's too big.
It's huge.
It's not like 5 feet tall, but it's, you know, it's like 2.5-3 feet tall, and you would have to be in the dugout or something. My point is not so much that we're going to wheel that machine out, and that you're right, it would be ridiculous if that was on the field. But my point is that they do have the technology to test for tackiness in industry. And if that could be adapted to baseball somehow, that would be cool. But then, you know, in the story, I had a better example, a better test that is also objective. So what you need is a constant force, and gravity is a constant force, even in Denver. Versus San Diego, gravity is constant. And so what you just need is a ball that's lighter than a baseball but covered in leather, and then you stick that ball. So imagine a wiffle ball covered in leather, right? So it looks like a baseball, but it's lighter. And you stick that ball on their hand, and if it doesn't fall, they're popped.
That's incredible. Imagine that. All right, you got to stick it. Instead of flipping your hand this way, palm up, you hold your hand palm down, and they stick the ball to it.
Stick this thing, and if it doesn't drop, you're bang.
I'm picturing OJ on trial trying to put on the gloves. Like, shaking a little, trying to get it to fall.
What's brilliant about this is that the pitchers could have a light ball, so you could actually distribute this light ball to the team, and pitchers could have a light ball in the dugout and test it themselves before they run out.
Before the inning.
That's
not bad, man.
I mean, it's better than having, like, I'm picturing, you know, when you go to the airport and you go through the TSA screen and you have to put your arms above your head and it spins around you. Just each pitcher as they walk off the field goes through the TSA screener machine before they get back into the dugout. I agree with you, though. You know, it's totally unfair to umpires to make them. First of all,
yeah,
don't touch another man, just, you know, intimately every single inning, and then have to decide what they think is sticky. I mean, we all have days where we feel a little stickier than other days. It's just natural.
What if the umpire is sticky that day?
Right, yeah. What if he's sticky? It's so funny. So funny. Well,
if that one umpire, Kuzi or whatever, the guy who's popped like almost everybody that's been popped for this, what if he's just a sticky dude?
He's a sticky guy. He eats Laffy Taffys before the game. No, I mean, look. It's
just a real sweaty dude.
It doesn't, you know, it doesn't get any easier for the Padres. The schedule, we thought this was going to be the soft part. Every game feels like it's game seven as a fan to watch, you know. But, you know, hopefully by this time next week when we catch up with you, there'll be some dubs in the tank and you know, some guys getting some knocks, because it is a really frustrating watch right now, to be honest with you.
They gotta get Manny back.
Yep.
Once they get Manny back, hopefully they'll start playing to the back of their cards. None of them are so old that, you know, you think they're done. And then, you know, once they start the offense starts going, you hope that the pitching stays where it is.
Right.
You just don't want that thing where, like, then the pitching falls apart.
Yeah, the pendulum.
But I think probably I'm not saying that the division is like impossible, but I think at this point they're just hoping to stay in the, you know, the race for like 88 or whatever.
Yep.
And get one of those wild card spots, because I do think, like, you get into the playoffs, they're a good enough team to have a run if everyone's like on the same page. Like, just the idea of Soto, Machado, Tatis as a 3-4-5 or a 2-3-4. That's pretty good if they're going well. So, you know, they've still got a quality team, and I think they also haven't had that, like, you know, every team has that run where you're just like, I don't know why, but they've just won 10 in a row, you know, and they just haven't had that yet, you know, like they haven't even gotten lucky.
Yeah, know? No luck.
They are an incredibly unlucky team as well.
They really are.
They make some of their own bad luck, but they've been pretty unlucky as well. I think anyone would agree with what they've seen. Eno, we're out of time. Appreciate it. As always, we'll talk to you next Thursday.
All right. Thanks for having me.
That was Eno Saris, sponsored by 7 Mile Casino, featuring all of your favorite table games, like California-style blackjack, poker, and baccarat. Just 7 minutes from the ballpark.
All guests appear on our Premier Chevrolet of Carlsbad fan hotline. Save money the right way with Premier Chevrolet of Carlsbad. Visit them today in the Carlsbad Auto Mall. Chevrolet, find new roads. So what Eno is saying, and I don't know whether Padres fans are going to be okay with this or not, but it's time to reset your expectations for this team.
Yep.
We had much higher expectations.
Oh, it sucks.
Win the division, first round bye. That's no longer realistic. Not impossible, but those shouldn't be the expectations. It's now get into the playoffs and
happens.
Get hot in October again.
Yep.
And they did it last year. They got to the NLCS. A lot of teams do that. They win a World Series. But let's reset expectations for your San Diego Padres.
Today's the day, right?
Yep.
Big, hard, fat reset button. Cool. Not where we thought we would be, but there's nothing you can do about it now. So, I mean, can't change the past.
All right, final hour. We've got a Ja Morant update from Paul Reindel and the Reindel Report coming up next here on 97.3 The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with 3 rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe.
Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.